Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In 2003, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or North Korea, withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and restarted its nuclear weapons program. 3 years later, the DPRK conducted its first nuclear test. In an effort to force the DPRK to end its unlawful ballistic missile and weapons of mass destruction programs, the international groups, including the United Nations and the European Union, imposed on North Korea a series of economic and financial sanctions, broadening and tightening them as the nuclear tests escalated. In need of funds to support its nuclear program, the DPRK used the services of numerous individuals to evade sanctions and to obtain money to pay for embargoed goods. For the past 6 years, the DPRK has also engaged in the theft of virtual currency and fraud schemes. In late April, the U.S. Department of State, through its Transnational Organized Crime Rewards Program, announced a reward offer of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest and/or conviction of North Korean national Sim Hyun-sop. Separate reward offers of up to $500,000 each were offered for information leading to the arrests and/or convictions of Chinese nationals Han Lin-lin and Chen Gu-ming. The United States Department of the Treasury has also sanctioned Sim Hyun-sop plus Wu Hi-hui and Cheng Hung-man. Wu is an over-the-counter virtual currency trader based in China who facilitated the conversion of virtual currency stolen by DPRK actors to fiat currency. Chang, a Hong Kong-based over-the-counter virtual currency trader, worked with Wu to transfer payment to companies in exchange for virtual currency. The DPRK's use of illicit facilitation networks to access the international financial system and generate revenue using virtual currency for the regime's unlawful weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs directly threatens international security, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, Brian E. Nelson. The United States and our partners are committed to safeguarding the international financial system and preventing its use in the DPRK's destabilizing activities, especially in light of the DPRK's 3 launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles this year alone. If you have information on these men, please contact U.S. investigators at +1-520-442-0703 on WhatsApp or Telegram. If you are located outside of the United States, you may also visit the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. If in the United States, you can also contact the local FBI offices in your city.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.